welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Goldie Beacom College in Pike Creek Valley is celebrating Assistant Professor of Business Scott Glenn's recent achievement in the world of film. Glenn earned a spot in the 2025 Buford International Film Festival in South Carolina with his screenplay, Heroes from Heaven, Battleground Earth. Glenn's screenplay, adapted from his 2016 book of the same title, explores a dystopian future where a disillusioned leader teams up with biblical heroes to overthrow an oppressive regime. The screenplay is one of only five selected from more than 500 submissions from around the globe. In this week's edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny catches up with Glenn for more on Heroes from Heaven.
Tell me a little bit about your background and how you got to this point.
Wow. Oh, man, I teach entrepreneurship classes, so you can call me an accidental entrepreneur. I stumbled into this. I was actually doing a book signing in San Antonio, Texas. I did a book signing tour East Coast to West Coast. While I was in San Antonio, they were filming an actual film. And as I was signing books at the bookstore there, someone approached me and asked me, was I an actor? And I told them no, but I could be. And the rest was history. So her name was Stonzi Stokes. She's part of my team. She did the casting director for The Terminator, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures, and a couple other movies. Very prominent. She's retired now, but she's the one that really motivated me. When the book came out, I told her, I said, I'm going to make this into a screenplay. She said, Scott, you can do it. And after a while, I started networking with different people, and I hooked up with a guy who knew how to do the format. And that's when it all started in terms of the screenplay. I submitted it right before the pandemic, 2018. Got a lot of interest in terms of investors. Won some awards out in Vegas International Film Festival, Christian Film Festival. Pandemic came, put everything to a halt. But I take negatives and make it a positive. It gave me time to explore through Zoom and different people. So I ran into a guy named Greg Schwabe, who's now on my team. He has projects as well. What the investors like to see, they want to see if their money can fold over. So I'm tied to his projects. And now that we have mine rolling again, along with his, he's very, very busy. My attorneys and all of our people got on the same page. I couldn't take a six-month sabbatical, so I gave him the rights to the screenplay. He's a very trustworthy guy, so he's pitching it for me as well, along with our other projects.
Well, tell me what the book and the subsequent screenplay is about.
Actually, they're all different. The book is totally different. To make it suitable for the big screen, we had to condense that into like a 120 screenplay pages. So the first screenplay was very legit, but I had some other people involved. I wanted to add to it. The other person didn't. So I turned around and said, okay, that's fine. We won't use that screenplay. We'll start over again. So to make a long story short, we have a protagonist, antagonist, Lachin and Matthias. The world's in turmoil. Each continent has an evil leader. Each represents the seven deadly sins, each one of those leaders, and the world's hanging in the balance. So it's very, it has biblical context, but it's also very exciting. The book is kind of a little violent, unlike the screenplay. So there's three different entities in terms of the book and the two screenplays. The last screenplay, which got nominated for Buford, that's what we're going to go to in 2 weeks in terms of the award ceremonies.
So where and how and when can people see your writing on the big screen?
The way I'm looking at it, I would say, this is something that you really can't time because we have other projects as well. I'm trying to, maybe within the next year or so, year and a half, once we get the funding that we want. And the key is the funding for all the projects, which we're doing pretty good. So I'd like to say within the next year and a half, maybe.
I wonder, we're talking about a novel and a pair of screenplays, a really detailed universe that you've created. What was the inspiration to create this story?
Well, around 2012, 2013, I was looking at the aspects of different parts of our country and the world and where we were going. And being a biblical person, if you read 2 Timothy chapter 3, it talks about the end days. So I looked at that chapter, 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I looked and just imagine how the world back in 2012, 2013, and here we are in 2025, we're not too far off, and just wondered what it would be like in decades to come if we don't continue to understand what morals, values, and ethics are. And to be honest with you, since I had that notion, it looks like we're headed that way in some facet, but we'll see.
You touched on this a little bit before, but I'd like to delve a little bit deeper. The process of going from a novel to a screenplay, how does that work for you? What were the challenges of turning your novel into something for the screen?
Actually, if you know people, they sat down and we talked. I mean, it took hours showing me the format, putting things together, making sure. Now, the book is more detailed, where in a screenplay, you can't be as detailed. So you have to have the right verbiage, the right words to make sure that you keep the story intact as well. Was it really hard? Not really, just time consuming, but it was actually fun. So as we were putting the book to the screenplay, we made some changes and some adaptations and actually made it better.
What does it mean to you professionally, but also as a writer, as a creative person, to have this screenplay in the festival in South Carolina?
Being an entrepreneur and having vision, a lot of people can see, but only a few people have vision. And when you do, not too many people see your vision or understand it until it's successful. I knew it was special. When it first came out, because of the interest that was involved, I had some big wigs out in Hollywood. I'm not going to say the studio, but they wanted the 100% rights, and I would not turn it over. No matter what, I'm always going to maintain the rights. When you have something special, people will come, they'll accept it. You just have to be patient, and it's all about timing. The pandemic came, which was a disaster, but like I said, it enabled me to pick up some more people on my team. So it's a growing process. And I think we're right on target right now.
I've been struck by how you keep talking about this being a team effort, not a solo endeavor, and how you share the credit with your team. Can you talk a little bit about the team that you've got working with you?
Well, one thing, I teach you some entrepreneurship business classes. Your team will grow. Some people will leave, some people will come. Trust factor is very important. People have to be on the same page. My team is very diverse. Not the diversity of your black, white, gay, straight, diverse mind thinking, different aspects of to make the screenplay successful, and at the same time, having t-shirts and hoodies and all the marketing tools that go along with it. Social media, the website, everyone has to be on the same page, all in.
You've spoken at length about the entrepreneurship side of this, and I wonder what's your advice to somebody who's got an idea and wants to turn that idea into a book or wants to turn it into a screenplay? What's your advice for somebody who aspires to get to where you are?
Exploitation and exploration. Sometimes you start off one-sided and you stumble into something else. If you have a vision, stay focused on that vision, acquire a nice team, and understand that it takes time. You have to have patience, tough skin. I've been shot down, but at the same time, once you started winning awards, some of the people that said no started to come back. So what I would say is make sure you have a sound team of knowledgeable people. Keep your vision, have tough skin, and you have to market yourself as well as the screenplay or the book in the right way on a regular basis with the right people.
And what's next for both the screenplay and for you?
I'm going to go down to Buford. There's some do some networking. I'm meeting some people down there. One of my executive producers is going to come down, and I want to win some more contests. Right now, I won one in California, one in Vegas, now one southeast. I want to win one up north and then southwest and maybe two international. So I'm going to pile this up, keep getting our funding with our other projects. And when it's time to hit and run with it, we're going to run.
Thanks to Goldie Beacom College Assistant Professor of Business Scott Glenn and R. Martin Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. And we finish out the green next with History Matters, where we explore how the chaos of the American Revolution opened unexpected paths to freedom for enslaved African Americans. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.